The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I want to welcome you all once again to our year of more than enough. This year, you will have more than enough of every good thing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This year, you will enjoy grace for more than enough. Someone that believes it, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Every child is expected to grow from one stage to another. One level to another level. One level to the next level. God expects you and I to always move to the next level. Our Father in heaven is never a one-spot Father. The Bible says the highest of the Lord moves to and fro. His highest is over the head. He's always moving. He's always ready to answer. He's a dynamic God. He is never a stagnant God. And God wants us to move to the next level of our life in every area. Hallelujah. God wants you to establish yourself in the next level. And God wants to take you to the next level. And he's taking you there in the name of Jesus. From where you are right now, God is taking you to your next level in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You might have been at a certain level of fruitfulness right now. But God wants you to increase that fruitfulness. Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 11. The Bible says, the Lord God of our Father make you 1,000 times so many more as ye are. 1,000 times so many more as ye are. Hallelujah. And bless you as he has promised. The Lord will continually bless you as he has promised in the name of Jesus. And it will make you 1,000 times more than you are right now in the name of Jesus. Know this, in the agenda of God for your life, yesterday may be good, last year may be good, but today shall be better. Say today shall be better. This year shall be better. Say this year for me shall be better. There must always be a next level for every child of God to attain. Every one of us, there must always be a next level for us to attain. Never be satisfied with the status quo of where you are now. And yesterday, Mama blessed us so much via prayer, attaining next level via prayer. If you were here yesterday and you were blessed, I want to hear a more than enough clap offering to God. Hallelujah. More than enough clap. Hallelujah. I was so blessed. I was so blessed. And if you are here yesterday and your prayer level has not changed, then something is wrong. Hallelujah. If you are not here, please download the message and listen to it, and you shall be blessed in the name of Jesus. Next level via the word. God desires for you to move to next level. And one of the key to attaining this next level is the word of God. Important facts about the word of God. What are the important facts about the word of God? The Bible made me to know that the word of God is God. The word of God is God. The Bible says in the book of John chapter 1 verse 14, and the word was made flesh and dwelleth among us. The word was made flesh and dwelleth among us. John chapter 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Can you see that? In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So God's word is God. Hallelujah. He said, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. If God's word is God, it means that the word of God is the personality of God. The word of God is the personality of God. The more of the word of God you know, the more of God you know and the more of God you carry. If I know the personality of someone, then I know the person. Hallelujah. When I'm talking about personality, I'm not talking about physical appearance of that person. I'm talking about the character, the nature, the very nature of that person. And one of the ways you can know the nature of a person is through the word of that person. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So when you know God's word, you know God. And when you know God, you know him, and he reflects in your life. Praise the Lord. and the more of him you carry. Number two key facts about the word of God. About the word. The word of God is the power of God. The word of God is what? The power of God. The word of God is the power of God. The Bible made us to know in Genesis chapter 1. If you read Genesis chapter 1, the Bible said, in the beginning, God created heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and the void, and earth was, and darkness was upon the face of the head of the deep, and the Spirit of the God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. That power that brought about light is the word. So the word of God is the power of God. So the more of it you carry, the more of the power of God that is made available unto you. Praise the Lord. And that is why the devil fights so much to make sure that we don't read the word and we don't have the word in us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The devil is after the word. The devil, because he knows the moment you are not in the word and the word is not in you, that's it. Praise the Lord. Number three, the word of God are spirit and life. They are not just words. You know, sometimes somebody can speak and the word has no meaning. Praise the Lord. I once had a young man telling another young man that why did you just open your mouth and allow air to come out of your mouth? You just open your mouth and air, come out. A-I-R. Don't mind my pronunciation. A-I-R. Is it air, mama? How do we pronounce it? Air. Just allow air, Ategun, to just blow out. That is, whatever comes out has no power, has no meaning, makes no effect. But the Bible says the word of God, they are what? They are spirit and they are life. And these two things makes the existence of man, spirit and life. Praise the Lord. John chapter 6 verse 63b, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. In other words, when the word of God comes into your life, the spirit of God comes into your life. Spoken words are powerful, but spoken words of God are much more powerful, because spoken words may not carry anything, but spoken words of God carries the spirit of God. Number four, nothing comes into existence without the word of God. Nothing comes into existence without the word of God. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3, through faith we understand that the world were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. The world was created by the word. The word of God. The word of God creates the world. The word of God creates the world. So nothing comes into existence. Nothing exists until the word of God comes into it. And that is why servant of God will pray in the name of Jesus. I decree, because the Bible says you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. When he speaks the word, this power of God comes into existence and bring that thing that he has pronounced into existence. And that is why you should be careful of how you handle the word of God. Praise the Lord. Number four, five. Number one is word. The word of God is what? Is God. Number two, the word of God is the power of God. Number three, number four, and number five, God's words are eternal and true, and they never fail. The word of a man may fail. The word of a man can never be eternal, because no man is eternal. Hallelujah. Aristotle and all those people that have spoken powerful words, they are not eternal. They are not here again. But God still remains God. And it's not changing. It's eternal. So his words are eternal. They are true. The word of a man can be true today, but tomorrow it may not be true again. There was a time that the earth was believed to be flat, and everybody believed and accepted it as true fact. But at a point, it was proven not to be so. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So it wasn't true again. There was a time it was true when you take CQ. How many of us know CQ? chloroquine. It is believed that malaria will be kicked out. But after a while, it wasn't true like that again. Not all malaria about to seek you again. So something else came. So it wasn't really 100% true. But the word of God yesterday, today, and tomorrow remains the same. And it's ever true. Praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8. The Bible says, the grass withered, the flower faded. But the word of God shall stand forever. 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 The word is forever. And I speak to someone tonight, as we engage in the word, receive power to rule and to enjoy next level in the name of Jesus. What is in the word of God for our next level? What is in the word that will take us to the next level? Number one, the creative power for next level is in the word of God. The creative power for next level is in the word of God. You can create your next level by the word of God. The understanding of the word gives you the ability to create whatever, whatsoever you desire in righteousness. Oil. How many of us know oil? Ororo? Aha. Any kind of oil. For an art student, we say, what is this? You say, if you want to think from the art side, you say, well, maybe something to rub on the skin and makes you look beautiful, or something to do something. If you ask a science student, the science student will tell you, oh, it's a lubricant. If you ask an old economics student, of course, we use it to cook soup. If you ask a chemist, the chemist, if he's really a chemist, will tell you, a chemistry student, real one or not fake one, say it is an organic solvent made up of carbon to hydrogen non-polar bonds attached together. Praise the Lord. Now that understanding is not made available to him, but is given to him because he has access to the chemical component, constituent of the oil. It's not the others are not wrong, they are right. But they don't have the deep understanding of the chemical component of the oil. Now, this knowledge empowers the chemist to be able to apply the oil in more deeper ways to create things. He can create cream that the art person says. He can create cream. He can create something that you will use in cooking that will make your soup to be nice. Praise the Lord. He can create a lubricant from it for the engine to run. It can create paint. It can even create drugs. There are some drugs that you need oil for you to make it. Praise the Lord. Why is he able to do this? Because he has the understanding. So the understanding of the word of God is what brings the power of the word into effect in your life. And you are able to create whatever you like by the word. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is how the word of God is. It is loaded with stuff. It is loaded with stuff which are highly creative. And when the Holy Spirit leads you into it, you begin to experience the creative power of God that will move you to the next level. You create your next level by the reason of the word, because you have this understanding of what is in the word. Not just word, but what is in it. Hallelujah. Today I decree, receive the grace for you to access this creative power of the word in the name of Jesus. Number two, what is in the word for our next level? The word is a spiritual weapon to break barriers to next level. To break barriers. You see, there will always be barriers to next level. From the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. When a baby wants to learn how to crawl, the baby will take one step and it will fall. What is the barrier? The muscles are not properly developed. But as the baby tries more and more, the baby begins to crawl. When it is time to walk, it's the same thing. When it is time to bring teeth, wahala. Praise the Lord. The baby is bringing teeth. The parents are also bringing teeth. Because the parents will not be able to sleep. There is always barrier to the next level. The baby needs to move to the next level to be able to move from milk to meat. Praise the Lord. So the baby will encounter some force. You need the word of God to break through barriers. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Say, and ye shall speak to the mountain. You will say to the mountain. You need to say it. So you need to say it. Without you bringing it forth, you can't achieve it. So it's a spiritual weapon. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 14. Wherefore, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, because ye speak this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire. I will make my words in thy mouth fire. 5:14, not 5:17. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. The Bible says the word of God is quick, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God is the number one weapon God has given to you to win in life. And that is why the devil does not want you to use your weapon. When it is applied correctly, it can solve any problem. If you give any one of us now AK, and say, oh yeah, use. I pray the thing will not kill the person because the person doesn't know how to use it. How many of us know that if you don't know how to use a weapon, it can kill you? So when you fire, the recoil can kill the person. But a trained soldier, we use it and use it effortlessly. It will like, be like a toy. Pa, pa, pa. And it's taking down the enemy. So when you know how to use the word of God correctly, the right application is a mighty weapon. Pa, one enemy gone. You move to your next level. Another one is showing it. Pa, pa, you decorate that enemy off. Then you move to the next level. Why? Because you have a weapon that is sharper than any two-edged sword. The Bible says, for the weapon of our warfare are not carnal. They are powerful. They are mighty. Pulling down strongholds and every imagination that wants to exalt itself against what? Against God in your life. That imagination are thoughts, and it is the word of God that clears it out. Brethren, get to the word. Get to the word of God, and you will discover powerful weapons. The problem is it's not the potency of the word of God, but because we don't even use it. And some of us that use it, we use it wrongly. For example, in fact, you are talking to someone, and the person says, are you sure? I'm very sure. In fact, God is my witness. In Jesus' name, I'm telling you, I'm sure. That's not what the word is for us. Olorun ri mi. Before God sees you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Get to the word and use it. How to use the word of God correctly? Number one, meditate on it. That's 2A. Meditate on it. Number two, B, speak the word. Speak it. Number three, 2C, apply the word of God to your life. Apply it. Right application of the word of God is what brings knowledge. Number four, that's 2D, practice the word. Don't just speak. Don't just apply. Practice it. And the Lord will bless you and take you to your next level in the name of Jesus. Number three thing that is in the word of God for our next level is that the word of God releases blessings needed for next level. The word of God releases blessing that is needed for our next level. Most often, you cannot assess some levels in your life unless you are blessed. And there is great blessing in the word of God. Every blessing has its root in the word of God. Bible says, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Luke chapter 11 verse 28. Blessed are they that hear the word and keep it. There's great blessing. You see, there are some levels that you cannot assess unless you are blessed. I'll make an example. You desire to be married. You are 35 or 40 or whatever years old. You have a beloved. Nice, beautiful lady. But you are jobless. And you don't have the resources. And God help you, the ladies from the eastern part of the nation. Then you be asking yourself, how do I assess? Then you are fasting. Nothing will happen. You need resources. Because when they say, this is the dowry, you should not be scratching your head and be negotiating. Can you? But if you have the resources, as they mentioned, say, don't worry. You are able to say it confidently because the account is loaded. If the account is not loaded, they say this, God will do it. God will do it. It is well. It is well. It is well. But if you are loaded, when they say that, am I worried? God, alone has she. Alone to she. Not alone has she. Alone to she. It is when you don't say alone has she. But when you say alone to she, God has done it. Don't worry. You need resources. You need blessing to attain certain level of next level in your life. And the word of God is what opens you. The word says, bring ye tithe into my storehouse so that there will be room. And see and prove me. He will say, look, dummy woe, prove me. See, prove me. I need prove me. If I will not open the windows. But because you are hearing the word, but your ear is not open to the word. It's not getting in. You say, those pastors needed money. That's why they said we should pay tithe. And you will not pay. You will not do the tithing. And the windows are closed. The windows are closed. And sometimes when the windows are open, maybe because of the prayers of the pastor, the cankerworm will come and the caterpillar. And they will suck everything. I'm just making money. I don't even know how I'm spending it. You don't know how you are spending it because you are not doing the principle. You are not following the word. You need resources for the next level. So blessing is embedded in the word of God. So the more of the word you get into yourself and put into use, you see yourself assessing the next level of your life. Number four, the word of God is the light that guides through the darkness. The word of God guides through the darkness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, the more of the word of God you have in you, the more the Holy Spirit speaks to you. How many of us know that? How many of us know that if you are the type that doesn't read the Bible, you don't study, you don't meditate, you don't read spiritual books, you don't listen to spiritual songs, you are just there. The Holy Spirit doesn't speak. So sometimes when somebody says, the Holy Spirit tells me this, I just look. Somebody, this person doesn't study the Bible, he doesn't read, he doesn't come to church. The Holy Spirit is not a talkative. He won't speak to you. He speaks from the abundance of the word that you have in you. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit speaks of, you know, yesterday Mama was telling us why she was, I think, lacing her shoe or polishing shoe, and the Holy Spirit speaks. I said, yes, that is it. Recently I was watching a movie. I'm not much of a movie person. I don't do movie, but I don't know. I just find myself a particular interesting one. And the bad guys were killing the good guys. Everything the good guys were doing, the bad guys were winning. So I was feeling bad. I said, why would these bad guys just be killing the good guys? What is happening? And I was worried. It's just a movie. I was worried. Because why would the bad be winning the good? And the Holy Spirit speaks. I was shocked. Sincerely, I was shocked. He said, why are you worried? Just wait. Have you ever seen where darkness overcome light? And I was shocked. Sincerely. I was shocked. I was like, watch till the end. The good guys will soon win because light will always overcome darkness, no matter how. And that's exactly what happened. You see, if we have all the light in this church and we strike a match, everybody will see the match. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The word of God is the guiding light. The word of God is the guiding light. The word of God has power to illuminate us, to empower us to dominate darkness, so that we can see the light into our next level. John chapter 1, verse 4. The Bible says, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as of the glory of the only begotten Son, full of grace. The word of God brings the glory of God around you. And the glory of God is filled with the light of God. Praise the Lord. I want you to note this. The capacity of the divine illumination can only be found in the word of God. Full capacity. The brighter your illumination from the word of God, the easier for you to assess your next level. The brighter the illumination of your word, of God's word, the brighter the word comes to you. The brighter, the more of the world, the brighter the light. And you're able to assess your next level easily. Number five, where I'm going to stop because my time is up already. The word gives wisdom for next level. Wisdom great wisdom. Lakashiti. I love this one. Great wisdom comes from the word. Let me tell you this. You read the Bible sometimes and it's as if you have never studied that particular part before. How many of us have been there before? You have read that part, then suddenly you are reading it again and you are like, wow! You'll be wondering, how come I didn't see this before? Because you are just getting the light. There is great wisdom in the Word of God. Great wisdom. Great wisdom. Say great wisdom. Lies in the Word of God. Great wisdom lies in the Word of God. James chapter 1 verse 5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. Wisdom. And this wisdom we are talking about is not just ordinary wisdom. This is divine wisdom. There is wisdom. There is a wisdom that is required for each level of life. There's a wisdom that is required for each level of life. The wisdom that you require to live as a single man or as a single lady is different from the wisdom that you require to live as a married man or as a married woman. It's not the same thing. It's not the same. If you are single, you say, I'm mature because I have biceps and I have six packs and my account is loaded. After our pastor said, if you have money, you can marry. Then you just marry. Then you still want to be behaving the way you behave when you are single. It won't work. You need another level of wisdom to cope in the marriage. Somebody is looking at me and smiling. Hallelujah. One of our newly married. Praise the Lord. Next level of wisdom is required. You know, did I hear that? Yes, sir. It's true. Next level. It's not the same level. You need it. So for each level of life, there is wisdom that is required. And that wisdom can be gotten from the Word of God. No wonder the psalmist says, I have more understanding than all my teachers, not some of my teachers, all my teachers. Do you know how many teachers you have passed through before you become a graduate? You can't count them. The Bible said, when you meditate, when the testimonies of God are thy meditation, you will have more understanding than all your teachers. Why? Because the great teacher himself will teach you from his word. Hallelujah. Those who operate by God's wisdom can never be stagnant or be stranded in life. They keep changing level. They keep moving from one level to the other. That is why Joshua and Caleb could have this understanding and said, no, let us go into the land and possess it at once. Why? Because they are with Moses and they have read the book and the law and the promises that God has promised them, telling them, I've given you this land. You know the problem with many of us believers? God has promised us something, but because we don't know it, we lack the wisdom, we lack the understanding to understand what God has for us. Rather than assess it, we are not begging for it. And let me tell you this, you cannot beg and get anything from the devil. Beg from now to eternity, devil will not give you. Devil doesn't give anything by begging. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So you need to get into the word for you to assess your next level. Assess wisdom to operate the next. Sometimes you arrive at the next level, but because of lack of wisdom, they will kick you out of that next level and kick you back. It's a lack of wisdom that make a woman that is married to a wonderful husband to misbehave. And the husband too, lack of wisdom, start misbehaving. And they open the door for the devil. And they will come and sit down in their midst and start using them to play ping pong, bam, bam, ping pong, bam, bam. And after a while, scatter, scatter. Lack of wisdom. Somebody has just gotten a job and you are well paid, doing well. Lack of wisdom. Say, let me make quick money. Sharp, 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 sharp. Then you go and steal. Then you are sucked. Then you go back to square one. Mind you, he was looking for a job for 3 years. Now he goes back to square one. Lack of wisdom. Lack of wisdom. Somebody whose health is already in yellow. We're still drinking alcohol. Lack of wisdom. See, after all, it's my money. My jayurimi. As you are chopping the life of your head, you are chopping your destiny. Lack of wisdom. Lack of wisdom. And this can be got in shape from the Word of God. Next level is easy and it's cheap. And you are getting there in the name of Jesus. No wonder people like Joseph, Daniel, Apostle Paul, and of course our Lord Jesus Christ, they never remain stagnant, because these are people that work by the Word. How can I do this and sin against God? How did he know that? Because he has read in the Word of God that you should not sleep with a woman that is not your wife. Daniel, how will he say, I will not defy myself with a portion of the king's meat that is offered to idol? Because he has read in the Word of God that things like this are not right. Wisdom got him from the Word. Tonight I pray, every time you handle God's Word, may wisdom be made available unto you in the name of Jesus. We need to have this understanding that the Word of God has solution to whatever we may need or require. God created the entire world by his Word, and it can repair any damaged part of your life or body if you allow his Word to have access into your life.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.